Fett's gloved hand clamped around her forearm.
Move!
He started toward the right side of the chamber, and a tingle of danger sense raced down Tahiri's spine. Fett continued to pull her toward the chamber wall.
I want those.
No! Tahiri yelled. Down! She dived in one direction and shoved Fett in the opposite. In the weak gravity, they both traveled a good 5 meters before hitting the floor. A chain of plinks sounded next to her as a line of pellets ricocheted off the floor where she had been standing. Tahiri rolled onto her back and saw 2 shattergun barrels protruding through an observation port in the wall. They were located on the second floor, about 15 meters to the right of the big doors where Avaloth was hiding. One barrel was swinging toward her, the other toward Fett, and peering over the top of each was a pair of beady squib eyes. There! Tahiri pointed and used the force to shove the nearest weapon into the other one. Fett's method was more direct, simply raising his arm and loosing a tongue of flame. It shot through the center of the observation port, but not before both squibs dropped their weapons and ducked out of sight.
Go!
Fett yelled, springing up.
Don't let him hide!
Tahiri was already on her feet, racing for a small door below the port. It was locked, but these were just sliding doors, not hatches. Her lightsaber required only a few seconds to cut through the thin durasteel. By then, Fett had drawn his blaster pistol and caught up to her. He hit the door at a full sprint, planting a boot sole in the center and kicking the panel down almost before Tahiri had finished cutting it free. She followed him through and found him charging up a ped ramp, exchanging blaster fire with 3 pack-burdened squibs and yelling at them to stop shooting before he got serious. They continued to fire, of course. Tahiri and Fett caught them at the top of the ramp. Tahiri took the lead, using her lightsaber to deflect their attacks as she advanced, trying to force them to the back of a service corridor so they would have no choice except to surrender. Fett took a more direct approach, using his height to fire over Tahiri's head. He downed all 3 squibs in barely 9 shots, which was very good shooting, considering that he was in the middle of a firefight and had to time his bolts to get them past a whirling lightsaber. Tahiri started to chastise the bounty hunter for killing their best means of finding his scientists, then noticed that the 3 squibs were lying on the floor, twitching, their eyes bulging as they helplessly watched their attackers approach. Those didn't look like stun bolts you were firing, she commented.
Yeah, I'm full of surprises. You live longer that way.
Fett stepped past her, then jerked a thumb toward the adjacent wall.
You see what we've got in there. I'll handle the interrogation.
Tahiri did not turn away.
I don't think so. I can't let you...
You have a conscience. Since when?
Prison changed me.
Tahiri replied, knowing it would be a waste of time to explain to Boba Fett that she was trying to make amends for killing Admiral Pellion.
And I can't let you murder helpless captives, Fett. I'm not that person anymore.
A muffled sigh sounded inside Fett's helmet, and then he nodded.
Fine. As long as they tell me what we need to know, I'll let someone else take out the vermin. Good enough?
One glance at the trembling captives told Tahiri that Fett would have no trouble extracting all the information he wanted from the trio. She nodded and turned toward the door without another word. The door, of course, had been locked. She used her lightsaber to cut through the durasteel panel, then stepped through the hole.